Jeff, what are you expecting tonight from Julian Edelman in his return in terms of workload, in terms of number of passes thrown his way? Do we see him on punt returns? What do we see?
Yeah, it sounds like he's going to be the starting punt returner, so we'll start with that. And then offensively, I think you're probably looking at between 60 and 75% of the passing routes he'll probably be on the field. I mean, I don't. If you're going to throw him out there as a punt returner, why are you going to hold him back offensively? So this is going to have a huge, obviously, direct impact for Tom Brady in the passing offense, but there's going to be a trickle-down effect, too. It's going to help guys like Chris Hogan and Philip Dorsett really master their roles. They no longer have to go against maybe the one and two cornerbacks, respectively. You're going to see, I think, a lot of improvement in the red zone and third down.
Third down, especially, yes.
Something, a trend that really developed this season that I didn't completely expect was teams are double-teaming James White more often than I thought they would be. So there's a lot of combo coverages thrown toward Gronk and White. So now you get to, you really force them to choose. You can stack those guys. I mean, you can do so many different things, and you're not really hanging the burden on Gronk and White to carry offense in the money downs.
All right, timeout. We just had a blue late 90s Ben Coates walk by. Jeff, if you see any rare or different Patriots jerseys walk by us here in front of Splitsville, feel free to stop the segment and tell us what you've seen. We've been doing it all pregame here on Patriots Preview from our little perch in Patriot Place. Just want to let you know that. Okay, Chris?
Yeah, I see it. A 12. Is that Josh Gordon?
No.
Did I lose?
You lost.
Yeah, you lost.
You need to come up with something unique. We've just been pointing them out all game. So,
want to ask you, Jeff, about, you know, Rob Gronkowski obviously reports out there that he's going to play. How big a factor do you think he'll be in this game? You mentioned, you know, you think Edelman could be up around 75% of the snaps. Where would you project Gronk?
I'd be surprised. I mean, look, if you're putting him out there, you trust that he is pretty close to full strength. I mean, just, but I don't have any inside information on this one. It's always really tough to get the exact details of what's going on with a Gronk injury. But just the eye test, this thing started 2 weeks ago on a Thursday, 2 weeks ago today, popped up on the injury report, was taken off the next day, practiced on a limited basis, in air quotes, the following week, and then pulled himself out of the game after, I think, a 9-yard catch in the third quarter on Sunday. There was no limp. He walked down the stairs fine. Obviously, he's not tapping out of the game, but it was a blowout. There was really no need to throw him back out there. And then this week, he doesn't practice the first 2 days. The first one was a fake practice. It didn't happen. But, you know, it's also Colts week, so you kind of want to rib that opponent a little bit more. So you sit him on the Tuesday walkthrough, and then you bring him back when the curtains are closed on Wednesday. So I think there's some gamesmanship, and then just everything we have seen with our eyes tells us this injury isn't that big of a deal.
Brady, Michigan just went by. First one of those we've seen tonight. Let's talk about Josh Gordon. How much more does Josh Gordon do in his second game?
I think you got to – I mean – what, twice as many snaps, maybe, as he had in the first one?
Approaching,
I mean,
30, if not getting there?
That's a reasonable number to look at, and he needs the work. One takeaway I had on Sunday, the way that he catches the ball with his hands, those two passes, especially the first one, that was a BB. That thing zipped through the air. There was a ton of spin on it, and Gordon flashed the hands right in front of his face mask. That would have been
on the move.
Yeah, exactly, in traffic, on third down, in the red zone. Everything about that catch was high pressure. If he dropped it, I mean, we look at it and we say, well, you know, it's a tough one to catch. But he made it look easy. And then, you know, the second one, he shows the athleticism, the ability to break tackles. You know, there's a big play is coming from him, even if just, you know, the majority of his snaps or the important routes right now are going to be slants and comebacks.
Jeff, when you look at what they did defensively last week, the Patriots last week on Sunday, a couple of days ago, how much of that do you think is sustainable, and what did they do differently that put guys in a position to succeed, or did they do anything differently at all, and it was just guys just played better?
Yeah, I think it was a lot that guys just played better. Number one, it was Trey Flowers. Him being back, and he wasn't, you
and
know,
Chung.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Flowers wasn't a one-man wrecking crew by any stretch of the imagination. I think he had, like, one pressure that I counted for him all game. But, again, he sort of – you talk about fitting guys back into their suitable roles on offense. Flowers helps them do that on defense. I was talking to – I wrote about Flowers today, and I was talking to Hightower. I was like, look, am I making too much of it? Is it a coincidence that you guys have played your two best defensive games when he's played wire to wire? And he said no. I mean, everything that he does, the amount of positions he plays, he's the definition – of the more you can do. So he's a big piece of the puzzle. He is, I mean, we talked about him a lot on Sunday. He's not Khalil Mack, but the guy is a damn good football player, and he makes a lot of under-the-radar types of plays. So you know, that is a major boost right there. They've taken advantage of the two inferior offensive lines they've played, the, you know, weeks two and three without Flowers. They played better lines. So some of that, you know, they're not as good as they've been, I think, at their peak in terms of the pass rush, and they're certainly not as bad as they showed in weeks two and three. And then, you know, part of it was there was a wake-up call in the front seven. It was subtle. It wasn't like benching Malcolm Brown or Alan Branch in years past or anything like that, or Jabal Sheard. It was Derek Rivers and Keyonte Davis. But again, that's a small message. If you're not performing up to your standards, you're not going to be active.
Jeff Howe of The Athletic is with us here on Patriots Preview. I'm very surprised to read that Jacob Hollister is out on the field during pregame warmups right now. He's missed the last two games with a chest injury. I've heard that injury was not minor. So I don't think there's any chance he plays tonight, do you?
I think I saw Reese say that he will be active.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Yeah, good. I asked about that last night. I got stonewalled. So I don't have any information, but obviously Reese has that. That's their full tilt tonight. I mean, really, they're about as close to full strength as they could possibly be.
Yeah, the questions are sort of if, you know, Gronk's playing, what percentage is he at, right? And I think we have similar questions about Josh Gordon. What percentage is he going to be at? Is he going to be a full go? The number of snaps. So you put all this together. If these guys are all, you know, 3-4 weeks down the line, still healthy at that point, you've got to think that the Patriots offense are going to feel a lot better about it than we have over maybe the first month.
I think it'll be almost unrecognizable a month from now, assuming they continue the trend. The other thing, too, their best player, Tom Brady, you know, he was bad in Detroit. He wasn't great on Sunday against the Dolphins. So he's going to continue to get better, too, get out of this mini funk that he's had that, you know, isn't totally out of character for him early in the season.
He's a monster on Thursdays. Monster statistics in his career on Thursday nights. Maybe this is just exactly what he needed. A Colts game on a Thursday night is what he needed.
He's not bad on Sundays, too.
Yeah, most of the time. Most of the time. All right, Jeff, thanks for stopping by.
All right, thank you.
Jeff Howe of The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter, @JeffPHowe.